Hey, everybody, this is Adam Seward, and you are listening to Awaken Life. It's 3 o'clock on Monday, and so if you're in the Seattle area or if you're in Rhode Island at our flagship station, thank you for tuning in. I'm joined in the studio today, as always, with Eric. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Doing good. Now, you're going on vacation. Is that right?
I am. Yeah, I'm going to be away for about 2 weeks.
Congratulations. I mean, the clock is ticking, right? I mean, today's the last day, right?
Yes.
And so who's going to be joining us next week?
Well, Mike Roberge will be filling in for me, and he'll do a great job for you, no doubt.
All right. Well, we'll miss you, but it sounds like he can do a fine job.
He'll take care of you.
All right. Thanks, Eric. And I'm also joined with my my dad, Rick. He's riding shotgun. Hey, Rick.
Hi, Adam.
You ready for another week of Awaken Life?
Oh, I sure am. This has been – we got a month under our belt, don't we?
It's been 1 month, officially. Yeah.
Well, we're going to go back and take a look at some of that.
Okay, good, good. Yeah. Good. You've got your we'll be tuning in with you. As some of you know, he's on the gratitude challenge this month. He committed from day one to commit his life to gratitude, practicing it every day, and we've been checking in with him each week. And so today is kind of the recap. So you can look forward to that. Also, and now this is the big news. I have a drop-in guest with me here today who is somebody that I just absolutely admire. I feel like he's someone who is just doing really, really amazing things in the world. You know, we talk about oneness on this show quite a bit and the experience of oneness. Well, what greater experience of oneness could there be than getting as many possible people together to transmit a loving energy rather than the energy of fear? And so I just got to bring in the conversation, Eric. It's so good to have you with us.
Thank you, Adam. It's an honor to be here. Thanks for the work you guys are doing.
Oh, well, thank you for the work you're doing. I mean, Dr. Pat actually introduced us, and she gave me the rundown. And immediately when she told me about this event that you were planning, I felt a connection with you because, in a sense, my dad and I here, we've gone all in to create this radio show to literally shift the planet's vibration. And I hear that you've done the same thing.
Yes. The exciting part is there's so many of us doing it, it's going to happen fast. So exciting.
Well, it's fun to hear that because, you know, I definitely do, you know, see the people around me and I'm aware of, you know, what's blossoming within myself. But then to talk to you, someone who, you know, is working so closely with so many, to say that is really just feels like another sign that we are really onto something here.
Yeah, we definitely are. And just in the short period of time that this has come together, just seeing how quickly, you know, how many people are coming together to make this happen in the most powerful way, like yourselves and Dr. Pat, and just so many people I never knew before, and instantly it's like we've known each other forever. So
right.
That's a huge sign to me.
Yeah. Well, let me give a little background on Eric. He is a firefighter in Seattle, and I went to the website, actually, to read up on you, and I love the website. Just so that you know, it's onetheevent.org. So that's the best place to connect with Eric right now, is on that website and with the event. But I went on there, and so what I understand, Eric, and maybe you can walk us through the story, but you weren't – I mean, it says you're a firefighter who in over the past 10 years has seen fear that turned to anger be destructive, but now you're actually stepping out on behalf of love to create this event help participate in a planetary shift. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Nine months ago, I was really stuck in just fear and anger, and everywhere I looked, I just saw more problems and more corruption, and just, you know, I'd basically given up on humanity. And it took somebody coming into my life that helped me see things in a different way and really helped show me that, you know, I needed to start the change within myself, that it was myself I had to begin to forgive and love. And once that happened, my whole world changed. And that's what this is all about, is kind of collectively us doing the same thing.
Wow. So it really started at home for you.
Oh, big time. Yeah, I was really stuck. I mean, I was drinking way too much, eating way too much, just super depressed, to be honest. And I had some awareness and awakenings to things out there that I didn't know existed when I was growing up and everything I'd learned from school. And so the more I saw, the more I focused on that. And it, just in one moment, this man helped me really change my life in an instant. And ever since then, it's been snowballing the other way now. So that's what's so exciting.
Wow. So it was like this pain that you went through was a catalyst for this change, which has been, I mean, just monumentous, and it involved a specific person that helped you.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. So, did it feel sort of like, I don't know, cracking from an egg? You know, like the egg's cracking and which is painful, but then new life being born really through that suffering.
Yeah, it did. And it was the suffering happened, you know, the most intense suffering was obviously before I met this man. He's the father-in-law of a friend of mine, and he's an energy healer.
Mm-hmm.
So he just basically in an instant helped me, you know, see where I was kind of messing up, where I had a lot of negative energy, and he asked me a question that was super powerful, and his question was, do you love yourself?
Mm.
And when I, you know, really got honest, I couldn't answer it without stuttering, without, you know, having a lot of excuses, and that spoke volumes to myself, and I realized, you know, not only did I not love myself, I didn't love the world around me, you know, I didn't love a lot of things, and so I had to start with the forgiveness, you know, because I was just beating myself up for getting into that place. I was just so upset with myself, just like I was with our world. Like, you know, I have a one-year-old son, he's actually 16 months now, and I was, you know, looking at it going, how can I leave him this mess? And I just, you know, I was ashamed of my life, ashamed of our world, and he helped me see that by just starting with myself and learning, you know, small baby steps, really, and it just was day after day, he worked with me, and just in a matter of a few months, it was radical change.
Radical, we like that word around here.
Yeah, we like that.
Wow, you know, I read your bio and everything, Eric, but now meeting you, I am just, it couldn't be more clear that we're on the same page and that we're aligned with the same energy right now. I'm a therapist and I have clients where I'll tell them, I've been telling them lately, and this is sort of a new thing, but I, you know, I'll say that you're here to learn one thing, and that's how to love yourself. That's it. So
we could all figure that out, that everything would be perfect.
Wow. Well, and that's been my experience too, and that's been their experience, is that you know, that in a sense it is the globe that's being engulfed with love, that's being engulfed with light, but it's also it's coming through us. So in a sense it's like each one of us has to lead the way with ourselves, to start with ourselves, and then from that point making a difference on a global scale, which is what I see you doing. It's really remarkable the way that the process started in you, but now that it's done some work, it's really moving out from you, especially in the form of this event.
Yeah, and it's been kind of awe-inspiring to me, because I, you know, when I had this vision, I thought it would be a pretty cool thing, but I had no idea, you know, there's just so many people around the world like you and yourself and your dad that are just, they're ready to go. And so it's just a matter of, we all need that catalyst. And I look at it now like the 911 call of love, you know, instead of it being for danger, it's like, but this is our call up. And how do we, you know, we're all ready to go. How do we come together now and start working together? And that's kind of what we're using this day, and, you know, just transforming the energy of that day. Because for me, it's been transformational ever since it happened in so many different ways. And now for the first time, it's transforming me in a positive way.
Eric, this is Rick speaking, and welcome. Can you tell us a little bit about the event?
Sure, Rick. It's 3 days. It's going to be, the live event's going to be here in Seattle, but the first 2 days we're going to be looking at, it's basically kind of like following the transformation I had in a way. It's shifting the focus and shifting, you know, acknowledging that, yes, we do have problems, we do have challenges, you know, globally that we need to deal with, but how do we come together from different walks of life, from different sectors of society, like for-profit, not-for-profit, media, how do we all partner together around these challenges and begin working together? So we're going to have speakers that will be speaking on under 12 pillars, kind of Barbara Marx Hubbard's Wheel of Co-Creation, and we're not looking at them as silos so much. We're like looking at it, how do we identify where our passion is, apply it to that pillar, and then work with other people from other walks of life or other sectors of society to now start looking at a whole systems approach. So the best way I can describe it is, we're looking, how do we transform our thoughts, our beliefs, our actions, and our systems from fear-based to love-based? Mm. So meaning we're going to be looking at the problem, you know, the challenges, I say, is like a good example would be justice. So how do we look at the justice system where we all know it's broken and it's a fear-based system? It's pain and punishment. Now, how do we share what solutions exist today that really can start solving the problem right away? But more importantly than that, how do we share visions of what's possible? So like one of them is called unitive justice. And that's looking at justice from an entirely different kind of mindset, really. And so it's bridging those systems. So we all see that the old systems are kind of, you know, crumbling. Mm. Now how do we come together to really start building the new world? And, you know, and not so much try to repair what's there. We take the best of what's there and repair the new world. So those first 2 days will bring in the greatest, you know, just minds and spirits and souls together to start that process. It's more of like an introduction to some of these new ways of being. And then the third day kind of ties it all together, and that's where we come together really as a whole community. So no matter what your belief system, your religion, your culture, whatever it is, we're inviting everybody in, and it's going to be kind of like a transformational kind of compassion journey. And so it's going to go through a range of emotions of, you know, honoring and acknowledging and into forgiveness and then into this global moment of love. And that's where we're really inviting the world in to participate, however that looks to them in that time. And the time locally here is 3:46 p.m. And so we're reaching out to events all over the world, and people can have parties, they can have whatever they want, wherever they are, and we're inviting them to come together at that moment and just join us. And then following that, for about 30 minutes, we'll have oneness activities. So we're going to be highlighting a lot of the other kind of oneness groups out there that have things planned. We look at it as like stepping stones, like to this global transformation. You know, what's the next step after this event? Then what's next? Then what's next? And the dates have already kind of been set by a lot of these larger organizations, and we're going to give them the time to just highlight what they're doing and kind of guide us all through this process.
Oh, man, Eric, you're getting me excited. You are getting me really excited for this. We're going to go to commercial, and when we get back, we're going to talk more about, one, the event. This is something, people, you do not want to miss. Remember, again, you're listening to Awaken Life here on KKNW. This is Talk Radio Evolved.
What's this word?
Abundance? Good afternoon. Eric Ryder here with you on Alternative Talk, 11:50 a.m. Time now for a look at our Cairo 7 weather forecast. Well, looks like tonight we will see partly to mostly cloudy skies. Lows getting down around 57 degrees. Cloudy skies for your Tuesday. Highs warming up to around 67 degrees. Lows around 54 degrees. Wednesday, mix of sun and clouds. Highs in the upper 60s. Lows mid-50s.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Hello, I'm Lauren Archer. I'm a hypnotherapist who helps people change their energy by changing their mind.
And I'm Lorelei Spiegelman. I'm an energy healer that helps people change their minds by changing their energy. Together, we are the Soul Sirens of Seattle, sending out the call for you to remember and awaken the wisdom of your soul.
Tune in on Monday afternoons at 4 o'clock here on Alternative Talk 1150.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is Adam Seward, and you are listening to Awakened Life. This is Talk Radio Evolved. I have a very special guest here with me today, Eric Lawyer. He is the creator of the One Event, and that's what we've been talking about for the first part of this hour, and we want to hear more about what's going on with this, and we'll be talking about that here now in the next part here. So Eric, I just, like I told you when we left, I just feel like this is really exciting. It's almost hard to transmit the enormity of this through the airwaves.
Yes, it definitely is. That's been my biggest challenge, is communicating it effectively. And I just want to make sure, you know, I invite all your listeners to this is such an incredible opportunity, because people can participate no matter where they are, whether they're at their own home, they're at an event, anywhere in the world. We're going to be webcasting it. It's going to be live online all 3 days, so people can join in either via the webcast. We'll also be linking it up with other events that choose to show this, so if they're at another event, they can look on our website a few days out before the event to see if it's going to be broadcast there. There's just so many different ways they can participate. And again, like I was saying, they could have a party at their house and invite their friends over and watch it from there. So.
It's really more about the global consciousness, isn't it? I mean, yes, you want to bring people together physically, but really it sounds like for you, this is more about aligning our energies collectively with love.
Exactly. It's just making that conscious choice. I mean, 10 years ago when we looked at 9/11, you know, I saw the, you know, the people coming together and the compassion and all those amazing, you know, connections. But what I remember, because of a lot of what was on the media and just my own memory, was all the negative. And it's like, instead of waiting for a tragedy to bring out the best in us, let's be proactive and let's consciously choose this together and turn this day into just an amazing experience that transforms us into the future.
Wow. How do you see people showing up? I mean, you've said, I want to do this. I believe this. I'm open to the universe of, in terms of how this is going to happen. How are people showing up to help, and how have they to bring this event into being?
Oh, they're just showing up with their hearts and souls. I mean, everybody that's come on board, they're throwing themselves at it, like yourselves and Dr. Pat. I mean, it's been such an honor, and this is so much bigger than any of us, but at the same time, it's about all of us. And so people, you know, I see people showing up for the event. You know, I see tons of them, obviously, through the webcast, and we're going to be sharing it with other sites so they can, you know, broadcast it on their websites also. So I see people participating that way here in Seattle. We're just now beginning to do the mass marketing on this, and I think it's going to be like a Woodstock type thing. I think we're going to see a lot of people just showing up, and it won't all be at our event. It's going to be like a kind of a web effect of Woodstock all around the planet, of people just coming together in so many different ways.
I love that, Eric, because that means that I would have been at two Woodstocks.
Perfect. I wish I could have been at the first one.
My mother wouldn't let me go to the first one, I remember. I wanted to go. All my friends went. But this, we can do this, though. This is going to be great. This is a true gift.
Yeah, and I'm looking at some of the info here, and you have four very clear ways that people can get involved that I'm looking at here. I mean, signing up is first, right?
The signing signing the petition would be number one, because that way we're able to, you know, start communicating that and show the numbers that we have. The other big one is like us on Facebook, because that starts just spreading it virally, sharing it all the time on their walls. Another one is if you have a website, you can go to our promote page under Engage, and you can pull up any of our banners and that type of stuff, and we'll be able to update your information through that banner. And there's so many different ways to get involved to help promote this. That's number one.
Right, right. And then it says also you could host or attend an event.
Correct.
Okay. So that would be going in person, or and it sounds like some people are getting involved through actually hosting. Well, actually, Dr. Pat, didn't you mention that you're hosting the forgiveness moment?
First of all, Transformation Talk Radio is going to broadcast 3 days live straight. And not only are we going to broadcast while the show is live, we're going to broadcast before hours and after hours. That's how mega we're taking this. We don't want people to go to sleep on this. I don't think, Eric, you didn't even know that. So we just don't want anybody to go to sleep. I mean, the last time we did a live event, people were like, oh, you know, it's my time zone. So, no, not this time. We've got you all covered. The other thing that is also, yes, I mean, on Sunday, Eric and his team has asked for me to moderate a radical forgiveness moment. And we got a yes from two individuals, two gentlemen that won the 2011 Forgiveness Award. Hmm. And these are two of the most unlikely people on the planet, both the victim and the abuser or aggressor. And to have two people that have come full circle in a course of 20 years and, move beyond an act of violence that was so severe that... it's miraculous. So, Eric, I don't know the exact time of that, but that's we have a range of when that forgiveness moment is going to happen, and it's going to be about an 8 to 10 minute segment, but I'm not exactly sure where that's fitting in at this point. But it's going to be sometime, I think, in the afternoon. More to be revealed.
Mm-hmm. It is going to be in the afternoon. I can give you a little bit closer time. It is. It's going to be right around the 3:10 to about 3:30. Range in there, just a little bit after. That's about the 20-minute window it'll be in.
All right, that's the end. And we'll make sure we announce, what that event's going to be. And that's also going to be webcast. These two gentlemen, both Matthew Boger and Tim Zoll, are going to be videoing from wherever they are. They're going to be on a big screen, because you got a lot of big screen activity, don't you, going on there?
We have a gentleman who's given us a heck of a deal on a 16-foot by 28-foot high definition screen there at Memorial Stadium.
Oh, we forgot to mention Sunday is at Memorial Stadium, and look at the eagle that has come to bless this for us here outside the window. Memorial Stadium, and that's what you meant, isn't it, when you said Woodstock like, because people will be able to come in there, bring their children, bring their family. You're going to have music as well, ceremony. This is really a gathering, isn't it?
It is. It's going to be like nothing I've ever experienced in my life, and I'm so excited. And it's going to be a full, like you said, the full day, too, at Seattle Center. So,
yes,
you know, it's going to start in the morning with reflection and meditation, and there's going to be a community gathering happening during the day there, and then, you know, people are going to kind of just, you know, stroll on over to the stadium, and it's just going to be a full day of just community and connection.
Mm-hmm. And Friday and Saturday, you have brought in the movers and the shakers for speakers and workshops. I mean, Lindsay Wagner's coming in. I mean... Do you wake up crying?
I'm still in disbelief. It's just, as I always say, it feels like I'm drinking from a fire hose. There's so much coming at this right now. I can't even process it all. It's an experience, and it's such an honor. But I'm still kind of in disbelief because
I just want to confirm that when Dr. Pat mentioned the eagle out the window blessing this moment, she wasn't kidding. There's this big bald eagle just soaring outside. And interestingly, for those of you who listened last week, you know that we had kind of another eagle moment. And so those of you who call in with regard to that, I know you remember that well. I must say, Eric, I mean, the energy is palpable around this thing. This thing is really on fire, and I'm just... You know, I'm learning about it and kind of being introduced to it within the last week officially. And it's just so obvious immediately that you're really onto something here.
It's amazing. Thank you both so much.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Dr. Pat, too.
Oh. I tell you, I'm slapping happy about this.
Well, you know, in the spirit of oneness, we could say thank we, because...
Thank we. It's all of us, yes. And the listeners, too, they're going to be the biggest part of this.
They already are. They have already started to get the word out. A number of them have already called it. By the way, I don't know if you noticed this, but since we started talking about on air... people in the Seattle area have volunteered.
Oh, really? Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're like, these are the best listeners on the planet, by the way.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
They
you
are.
Know, they show up fully present and are ready to take action.
I love it.
Yeah. I did a oneness, this summer we did a oneness series. It was called Experience Oneness. So, I mean, it's just, again, it's just we're so close on this. We're so much on the same page. So good to be connecting with you and to be supporting you. And please know that Awaken Life, myself and my dad are really here for you to promote this, do whatever we can, because we truly are in this together.
Yes, Eric, we truly are.
Thank you. And yes, we'll be supporting you however we can too. You know, we can put your logos and that kind of stuff up too. So make sure you get that over to us.
Great. All right. Great.
Thanks again. Thanks so much, Eric. Again, remember you are. We'll be in touch. I'm sure.
All right.
All right, we're going to go to commercial now. You are listening to Awaken Life here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about oneness and radical freedom.
See that eagle? Yeah.
At the law offices of Richard D. Seward, we care about our clients. We offer important legal advice and services to help them grow their wealth and protect it. We manage the risks and help the financially distressed through the recovery process. We are committed and dedicated to helping people throughout Western Washington and beyond with our expertise in business, real estate, tax law, and debt relief. Find us at richardseward.com or call us at 360-876-6425. We care about you.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
The 10th anniversary of 9/11 represents a monumental opportunity to mobilize individuals, communities, and our global village in transforming fear to love. When you think of 9/11, can you imagine it as the force that changed our world for the better? Join us at this free event, September 9th through 11th in Seattle, and globally through our phenomenal webcast. For more information, go to onetheevent.org. Onetheevent.org.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off traditional talk radio. Get ready for powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon on AM 1150, KKNW, and visit thedrpatshow.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
1150KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Awaken Life. This is Adam Seward. Wow, Dad, what an event. This is coming up.
This is going to be an unbelievable. It's going to bring everybody together.
You know, what have we been talking about for the last 4 or 5 weeks? We've been talking about a shift in consciousness.
Yes.
We've been talking about a change that's happening on the planet that people are feeling. Mm-hmm. Certainly, you know, we've experienced it, and we've talked to others that have. And now we talk to Eric Lawyer, who he's basically put his life savings into creating an event here in Seattle with the same general intention that we've set out with, which is love.
And it started with his own question, do you love yourself?
Right, right.
What a question.
Well, that, like I said, I mean, that's, I tell my clients, I say, hey, you're here to learn one thing. That's how to love yourself. And that's it. Everything else we do, everything we talk about, everything that we explore shares that ultimate aim. And that's what, that was what triggered his awakening.
Think about what this event is going to do in terms of shining a light on what Al-Qaeda is doing, in terms of diffusing the anger that is festering in some of these areas of the world. I mean, this is...
One thing I like that he said is that it started within himself.
Yes.
You know, and that it was the change that occurred within him that then led him to step out to make a difference.
Yeah.
Which is now inspiring all of these other people to come together and do the same thing.
And this message is so powerful, what he's talking about.
Well, I just, you know, when we talk about oneness, I just, you know, this is a topic that's pretty close to home for me because so much of what the message that I feel that I'm carrying forward is, you know, who you are and the ultimate oneness of who you and we are. Mm-hmm. A Course in Miracles talks about oneness consistently. It even says heaven isn't a time or a place, but it's the revelation or the realization of perfect oneness. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if there's an experience or an event that's more powerful in terms of creating the experience of oneness than coming together as a group in the consciousness of oneness.
In the consciousness of oneness and being connected in this common purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's so powerful.
I've got a quote again here, Oneness with All Life. It's the book by Eckhart Tolle. It's got a bunch of different quotes from The Power of Now, A New Earth, and so on. It says here, God is the one life in and beyond the countless forms of life. Love implies duality. Lover and beloved, subject and object. So love is the recognition of oneness in the world of duality. So, in a sense, they're coming together. We're coming together here at Awaken Life. People all over the world are really coming together right now in the name of the experience of that love, which follows the recognition of our interconnectedness, deep interconnectedness.
Yes. I mean, what a divine gift to have this experience together as one. I love it.
I think it's time for your gratitude segment.
Well, gratitude is love. And so we can tie this in and we can talk about, let's talk about gratitude.
So you've had a month.
Yes.
You've committed yourself. You've stepped up to the challenge of basically living an entire month committed to the gratitude practice. What in reflecting on that, I mean, what could you say?
We've learned a lot. I've learned a lot. We've learned that gratitude comes from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Something you can feel. We've talked about the daily meditation of gratitude, that it is a meditation. It's more than just a word. It's a feeling. It's a meditation. It becomes part of your life. We've talked about the present moment, how the gratitude meditation brings you into the present moment. It forces you into the present moment, forces you to acknowledge the present moment for what is.
Mm-hmm.
And it just forces you to be in that moment. It's an awareness of the completeness of that moment. And I was able to read some great passages, Adam, from your book. But probably the biggest message I learned in this gratitude practice was this message about allowing what is to be and embracing it and accepting it. And then through gratitude, learning to love it. Learning to love it. I mean, that is, that's been the real peak, the pinnacle of this experience. And now, I was assigned 1 month. I'm not stopping. I'm going to continue this. But here's the, here's when I went back and looked at the last month and this experience, I couldn't help but ask myself, what about some of the listeners out there that are really going through tough times? They can't see the light for whatever reason. Their home's being foreclosed. They're having financial problems. They just can't see the light in their current life situation. They probably think that this gratitude practice just isn't something that would work for them. Adam, I want you to address that question. What do you have to say to the people that are really struggling with seeing the light?
Well, you know, I've talked to a number of people lately who are experiencing actually an intensification, not so much of awakening, but of whatever pain they may be currently working through. And so what I've noticed is that an aspect of the shift, again, this is an evolutionary leap that we're approaching. An aspect of this shift is like almost like a snake shedding its skin. So we're or like I said earlier when we talked to Eric, it's like an egg cracking, and that might be in the form of possessions no longer being available to you, like you said, losing a home, maybe losing a relationship. There's a lot of different forms that this can take, but like for me, for example, the fire.
Yeah. The fire, that's immediately what I thought about.
So what I would say is that you are the light that you're seeking. So in other words, what is emerging through this painful time, and the pain being largely because of the things that might be falling away that are no longer needed, the skin that you might be shedding. But it's really the truth of who you are that's emerging. It's that which is most real in you that is surfacing. And so really anything that is lost through this process isn't something necessarily that you need. Now, that doesn't mean that you know, you're going to lose everything and that it's not okay to do what you can to protect your assets or your livelihood and so on. It's more just to, like you said, to allow whatever's happening to happen as it's happening, to surrender to the process as much as you can. I say often that there's a difference between pain and suffering. Pain is a part of being human. It comes with the territory. Comes through childbirth. I mean, pretty much we come into the world, you know, screaming and crying. Suffering's optional. Suffering isn't part of the contract. Suffering's what happens when we resist or oppose life as it's happening. And at any point, you can check in with yourself and just if you want to know whether or not you're in that state, that suffering state, you can check in with yourself and just say, what is my relationship to the present moment? Am I in opposition or am I allowing it to happen as it is?
I like that.
And one example that's given sometimes about a metaphor for a troubling situation is like being in quicksand. And the harder you struggle, the more stuck you get. So the message is, you know, accept that you're stuck. In whatever way it is that you might be stuck, accept that level of stuckness for what it is. And then open to, again, that truth that's emerging within you and allow that to lead you out of your stuckness.
I like that.
Yeah.
What about the opportunities in these troublesome times? I mean,
I got a complete upgrade. I got a full life upgrade. My house burned down and I got a much cooler place to live as a result.
Yeah, I remember you had a I think you had a shirt or something that mom liked the shirt, and she said, gee, when did you get that? And, of course, you said, right after the fire.
Yeah, everything was new. Everything, from top to bottom. My socks were new.
Oh.
You know?
You did have a few items that managed to survive the fire. I think your car was one, because that was parked at the airport.
Nothing in the house.
Yeah.
Let's just say that. Everything I took to the on the plane with me survived.
Your journals were part of the fire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your cell phone, no, you had that with you, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's about it. The clothes on your back.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, I mean, yeah, my house burned down, and it was like this, you know, clean sweep. It wasn't a month into it that I was calling it a gift.
It was the irony was that you got the call that your home had burned down the same day you got your book back from the publisher.
Right, right. Which, you know, of course, I have a chapter on oneness, and I did an event this summer called, you know, Experience Oneness. And then I get connected with Eric today, who is, you know, heading up Won the Event. Just remarkable.
That is really amazing. This meditation or gratitude practice, though, however, I just to tie it all in and conclude our discussion
sure.
on gratitude. Those listeners that you know that may be going through hard times, just remember what Adam said. Look at it as a opportunity for growth. The toughest times are sometimes the times for the best growth in our lives. Isn't that true?
Nothing can be born without contraction. You know, death. Life and death. They're two sides of one coin. So
if we can just accept what is, we can allow that light to shine on our lives and get us through those tough times.
You've done a great job.
Rick, thank you, Adam.
You really you tackled it. You know, this I have a couple people I'm talking to who really want to start daily meditation practices.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking about one of those in our new Doorways segment that's coming up after the break. You don't want to miss this.
Doorways.
Doorways, because that's so much of what we talk about here, are doorways into this experience of oneness and the radical freedom that comes with that. So we're ready to go to break again, and I just want to remind you, you're listening to Awaken Life right here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. When we come back, you'll hear the first edition, the first example of our Doorway segment. Don't want to miss it.
The 10th anniversary of 9/11 represents a monumental opportunity to mobilize individuals, communities, and our global village in transforming fear to love. When you think of 9/11, can you imagine it as the force that changed our world for the better? Join us at this free event, September 9th through 11th in Seattle, and globally through our phenomenal webcast. For more information, go to onetheevent.org. Onetheevent.org.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
At the law offices of Richard D. Seward, we care about our clients. We offer important legal advice and services to help them grow their wealth and protect it. We manage the risks and help the financially distressed through the recovery process. We are committed and dedicated to helping people throughout Western Washington and beyond with our expertise in business, real estate, tax law, and debt relief. find us at richardseward.com or call us at 360-876-6425. We care about you.
Listen to the Marie Manucherry Show, where energy and medicine meet, every Tuesday and Thursday at noon. It's intelligent and provocative radio. Tuesdays is boot camp for the soul to help you soar. Thursdays, Marie interviews guests from an incredibly talented lineup. To learn more about Marie and her radio show, visit energyintuitive.com or connect with her on Facebook and Twitter. That's the Marie Manucherry Show, every Tuesday and Thursday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Adam Seward. Again, you're listening to Awaken Life. Man, what a show we've had so far today. I mean, we had Eric Lawyer of Won the Event, the firefighter who pretty much has given everything he has just to support, you know, the evolution of consciousness,
yes,
the shift from fear to love.
Great event.
We've been able to wrap up your month, the gratitude segment,
yep,
that you've done.
Yep.
And now we get to kind of wrap it up and talk about radical freedom and,
yep,
and have our, you know, and go into do our doorway segment.
I like it.
Yeah. So, all right. I think I'm ready for the doorway segment. Okay. So we're going to go into it. Right now, get ready.
Throw your soul through every open door. Count your blessings to find what you look for. Turn my soul.
All right, doorways. What is a doorway? Well, a doorway is a practice or a tool for going into the present moment or for going into the experience of oneness or the experience of radical freedom. Which really comes with the realization of oneness. So the doorway today that I want to share with you, last week it was the Hong Sao technique. This week it's something called inquiry. So have we talked much, Dad, about inquiry?
Not much. I'd like to hear more on it, though.
Okay. So inquiry, some of you may be familiar with Byron Katie. She has a form of inquiry that she calls the work. Which are four questions that you can bring to any thought that are designed really to penetrate through the truth of that thought and reveal what's true. And her general statement or stance, you could say, is that our thoughts aren't true. So she has four questions that she uses. But there's another form. There's actually a couple other forms of inquiry that that are also related, and one is called a koan. And a koan in Zen is a question, but it's a very specific type of question. It's a question that the teacher generally gives to the student as a test to assess that student's level of awareness or awakening. For example, one famous koan is, what's the sound of one hand clapping? Which, of course, it's not something you can answer with your conceptual mind. It's something that you can only really answer from the experience of, in this case, the silence that is the sound of one hand clapping. And so there are different questions that can be used or different koans, and that's spelled K-O-A-N, to reveal experience. Or not, it's not about learning another concept. It's about revealing an experience underneath that question. And another form of inquiry is actually called self-inquiry. And this was made famous by a teacher by the name of Ramana Maharshi, who encouraged his students to just ask themselves, who am I? So it's inquiry into the self. It's inquiry into who you are, essentially. And he said that would be the path, would be to just inquire again and again into your true nature, or just by asking the question, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? With the idea that through this practice, you would actually find yourself resting in the experience of who you are, essentially, again, the supreme identity, rather than relating from a story or a conceptual reference point that you call yourself, which some people refer to as the ego. We had Isaiah on a couple weeks ago, Landers from One Voice of Peace, and he refers to that as the guard.
I remember Isaiah.
Yeah,
amazing.
He calls the ego the guard.
Yes.
So
inquiry is a doorway. And it's the doorway in this sense for entering into, through a question, the awakened state of consciousness. So, for example, I'm going to give you a little taste of it right now.
Okay.
Ask yourself, what does it mean to be open? For example, what does it mean to be open? And then search yourself. Search for the experience of that. Don't just answer it conceptually. Search within for an experience of the experience of openness. What you'll notice is that a lot of the time, if you ask the question sincerely and you really do search for the experience, a relaxation occurs.
That's, yeah.
Is that what you felt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't, my mind wasn't functioning properly. I was just experiencing this peace, wondering what that. It's a complicated, there are no easy answers.
Well, that's the thing. You know, if you were studying with a Zen teacher and he gave you one of these, they actually have elaborate systems of koans in different schools of Zen. And the way that you advance through those schools is that you actually pass a series of these different koans. And some of them get, I mean, some of them are really tricky.
Hmm.
But this one, for example, does it mean to be open? Well, you could say, well, it means to be, you know, undefended, or it means that I'm, but, that's just another concept. It's just yeah. It's not the actual yeah. experience of being open.
Yeah.
So inquiry is the doorway for today's doorway segment. It's a practice that you can use to move into an experience of a higher state of consciousness. It's a tool, you could say, that. When asked correctly, sincerely, you can use this question as a stepping stone into the actual experience, or the answer to the question that's not a concept but is a felt, lived reality.
Now, am I going to get an assignment? Is this our next assignment?
Are you ready for
month? I don't know.
You know, I was thinking about that. I was thinking that somebody should really take on the practice of presence for the next month. And
ooh,
what now
I like that.
You have a daily meditation practice. Is that correct?
I do.
Yeah.
Meditation will continue.
Yeah.
Meditation on gratitude will continue.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that I've talked to who have said, you know, I'd love to get a daily meditation practice going. It's something that I would really enjoy, and I've tried, but for some reason I'm not able to stick to it. Mm-hmm. And I just did a blog post on how to start a daily meditation practice that you will stick to. And I posted it on there. I'm looking for someone who wants to step up to the challenge, someone who's been trying to do this, who's wanted to do this and failed, because it is one of those things that is just really challenging, but it's also one of those things that I highly recommend as a daily practice. I'm looking for someone who wants to take this on. So, Dad, what doesn't really count for you, because this is something you've already been able to achieve.
Yeah, you need somebody new.
I have someone in mind.
Okay.
I have someone in mind, and we'll probably be checking in with her next week, actually.
This is going to be good. I want to know who this is. This is fun.
You know her.
I do?
You definitely know her.
Mm.
Yeah. But, you know, if there's a listener out there, if there's someone else who says, you know, yeah, that's something that I've wanted to do, I've tried, it hasn't worked, I'd like to give it another shot, we'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
We'd love to hear from
how
you.
How can they contact us?
Well, they can go through my website, which is www.adamsewardcounseling.net, or yours.
RichardSeward.com.
And just fill out the contact page. You can also call us. You can call me at 425-760-5724. And anytime, I'd love to hear from you.
Great.
Yeah. So, you know, listening to Eric today talk about won the event, it does remind me a little bit of kind of what we're doing here.
A little bit, yeah.
I mean, we really stepped up in terms of, you know, it's been our own time, mm-hmm. our own energy, and our own money that has allowed us to create awakened life.
Yes.
And it's for him, it's really been the same. And it's also been, you know, the help of others, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of it we've done on our own.
And we didn't analyze it. We didn't break it down. We didn't try to, you know, turn it upside down. We just said yes.
Yeah.
We knew it was the right answer.
I think so. Well, you know, and I think part of what we knew, too, is that the help was out there.
Yeah.
You know, and that's part of why we created the Silence Foundation.
Yes.
Is because of that belief. Well, it's time. We're kind of in that state now where it's time to say, you know, if you're out there and you believe in the message of awakened life and you want to partner with us, we want to partner with you.
Absolutely.
And we've created this, but we have this is just the tip of the iceberg for us. We have vision. We have visions of, you know, local gatherings like the One Event,
right.
A more interactive website.
Yep.
There's ways that I feel like we can work together. So I was inspired by Eric and what he's done, and I'm reaching out to you to join with us.
Yes.
Whether it's your time, your energy, your resources, we want to work with you. So anyway, this is Adam signing off again. This is Awakened Life. We will see you soon. Take care.
Take care.
And we'll be chatting later. All right.
See you next week.